Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm so excited to finally be back with a new episode of the podcast. As you can tell, I sound a little sick. That's because I am. So, basically, I've been really sick over the past week. You were supposed to get an episode last week. I could not speak last week. This week, I still can't really speak, but I'm slowly working on it. It's getting better. Thankfully, this week we have a really great interview that I recorded before I got sick with the amazing Michaela J. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, let's get into the interview and then the rest of the episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? I am so excited. Today I'm back with an amazing guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. I'm Michaela. On Instagram, you might know me as the Michaela J, and I'm a manifestation success coach and personal development influencer.
And why don't you tell them a bit of what you do?
Yeah, so I work with lots of different clients, and I basically teach manifestation. And at its core, manifestation is the idea of creating your dream reality, just like, you know, creating anything you want into your life. And so with my clients, we really focus on nailing down daily rituals, getting them in a really high vibe place so they can call in all of their desires. And I do that with like group coaching. I teach lots of courses. I love to teach. And I just share all of the knowledge that I have around mindset and around how the way the world works and universal laws. And I also travel the world and I host retreats for my clients. And it's just the best thing ever. And I'm also a podcaster. I have a podcast called the Mindset Magic and Manifestation Podcast.
Her podcast is really amazing, guys. So you should definitely go listen to it after you're done listening to this episode.
Ah, thank you.
So when did you get started with your coaching and all of that? Because like you said, you really enjoyed doing that. But when did you really get started doing it?
Yeah, so it all birthed from me having a blog. So in, oh God, what year is it? It's 2019. So in 2017, October 2017, I bought the domain name MichaelaJ.com to start my own blog. And it really came from everybody asking me the same questions over and over and over again. I was traveling a lot and I was balancing school and I was working part-time, but I was also like in a couple of clubs and all in college. And people were like, how are you traveling? How do you have money? How do you stay motivated? And so I threw together a blog basically answering everybody's questions. And I do love to write. So it's just a really natural thing for me. And I was doing all of that. And then I really got into the travel stuff. So I started travel blogging, but I specifically talked about personal development through travel, because that's something that I was doing. I was using travel very intentionally for growth, for change. And I was learning about manifestation at the time, but I didn't really talk about it yet because I was still, you know, figuring it out for myself. And eventually that just kind of transformed into my blog being more about spirituality and mindset and manifestation as that kind of took over my life. And then I launched my business officially in August of 2018. So I've only been doing this for what, 8-9 months now. And I launched my very first group coaching program, which is my signature program that I love and adore, Mindset Magic Manifestation Method program, where I teach everybody like the A to Z of the mindset of magic and manifestation. So it's been a process and there's been lots of transformations, but I really started just in August.
Wow, that's amazing. You started a month before I started my business.
I love it.
So you love helping people. And why, because with the manifestation stuff, why do you think it's so important? Because I know there's so many people who kind of just like write it off and don't really consider working with it. But why do you find it so important, especially when it comes to like people who have businesses?
Yeah, I just think it's the smart thing to do. You know the quote that's like, work smarter, not harder? That's basically the rule for my entire life. And that always has been, like, even when I was just blogging on like how to get your shit together, basically, and how to balance everything, it's always working smarter, not harder. And whether or not people want to admit it, manifestation is always happening. It's not a thing that we can turn on and off. It's just a thing that is happening because it's part of universal law. And we can break it down to be as simple as just the creation of something. It's like goal setting and then reaching your goal. That's always going on. It's always happening around us. So the smart thing to do is use it intentionally for your business, because why would you not? If it's something that can help you and make your life so much easier, then why not tap into it? And just to be more specific, for you can use it in your business for attracting people to listen to your podcast. You can use it to call in more money in your life, call in more clients, to get more PR coverage, to grow your Instagram following, get more engaged followers. Like, you can use it for so many different things, because all you need to do is decide on what it is that you want, get really clear around that, and then just kind of in align with that, you know, switch up your beliefs around what you believe to be true. So the only thing that can be true is your success, and then go at it from that angle and that energy. And why would you not want to do that? I think it just makes things so much easier.
I definitely agree. I know I use it in my business, especially lately with like the launching of all my programs and like all of that sort of stuff. I'm like, I need to focus in on my manifestation, and I really, really need to work on that to bring in more clients and bring in the people I really want.
Yeah, it just does make it so much easier. And I think for anybody listening and you're like, okay, but like, how do I do that? Well, just get clear on what it is that you want to manifest. Is it clients for one-on-one? Is it clients for like a service? Is it students in a program? Just get really clear on what that's going to look like. And then the next thing is just aligning yourself with who is the version of you that has those clients? Who's the version of you that has like tens, hundreds, thousands of people in your courses? What does she act like? What is her day-to-day routine? And start to assume that, because you're going to get into that energy. You're going to be in that vibration, that frequency, and that's what you attract, because manifestation is often coupled with the idea of law of attraction. And law of attraction is this universal law that like attracts like. So when we're going through this manifestation process, when you start to assume the energy of this next level version of you who already has the client, you're going to start to attract that into your life. And it just makes everything so much easier. I'm such an advocate for things being simple and easy, because, you know, why not?
I think it's just such a good thing to especially adopt into your business. And just having that mindset, like you said, where you want to work with like the person that you want to become. And it's just really, really important. I think it can help a lot of people.
No, I totally agree. And it's like, and for anybody who's online, whether you have a blog or a YouTube channel, or you're starting a business, like in all facets, it's just you kind of up-leveling yourself. It's you pushing yourself to grow and to change and shift. And I think anybody even has a 9-to-5, or anybody who's just in college, I think that's important for us to always be growing, because if you're not growing, you're dying. I mean, we're just like plants, basically. And so manifestation allows us to go through that. And while the up levels and waiting for your manifestations, while stuff like that might be painful, it's like those growing pains, you know, you're being stretched into something new, you're being stretched into something uncomfortable. But if you can just pull through till the other side, life is so much better. When you start to receive the manifestations, when you receive the money in your business, when you get all the opportunities you've been calling in, it's such a game changer.
I definitely agree. So you talked about how you did your blog and everything, but how did you start working with the people you started working with on their manifestation and with your coaching program? How did that come about?
Yeah. Like, how did I get the clients, or how did I just start all of it?
How did you start all of it?
Yeah. So I really dove into manifestation. When I found out about it, I like went all in. Like, I was reading every blog post, watching every YouTube video, you know, doing every training, all of the things, because I was obsessed with it. And I just remember thinking, after I finally like manifested something, I was like, I need to teach everybody how to do this. So I was like, this would change everybody's lives. Everything would get so much better. People would be happier and the world would be a better place. And I kind of switched up my social media when I transitioned my blog into talking more about the manifestation stuff. I switched up the content I was putting on Instagram, and I gave it a while because I was very intentionally shifting the messaging because I was going from a lot of travel stuff more into talking about spirituality. And I did have a really good progression since I talked about the personal development into the travel, which went into the manifestation. But I decided that the best thing to do would start with a group program, because I could literally just go back through my old journals and pull out all the journal prompts I'd been going through, pull out all of my notes from the millions of books and courses and trainings that I had done, and put together the most effective things that really got me to where I was. And that's what birthed my signature program, was just pulling all of those pieces together. And when I had the program put together, I just started doing all of the messaging, did a full launch, got my first clients through social media, and you know, here I am.
That's amazing. I know, just seeing your Instagram stories, they're so inspirational. And yay, like hearing your little tips and tricks, I use them and they've helped me so much. So guys, yay, you definitely need to go follow her on Instagram to get all this magical knowledge and just learn so much from her.
Oh, thank you. It makes me so happy. And I love it because at my core, I'm just such a teacher. I love to teach, and coaching is so much fun, and I love it, and I love all of my clients, but I love when I can sit down and like record a training. That's like when my heart sings. I just get like so hyped, and even doing like podcast interviews and I just get to share my knowledge, I get so excited. So it's important for me to share tips and tricks on Insta stories because there are so many people online nowadays, just in general on all the social medias. And I think it's important that I know lots of girl bosses are obviously listening to this podcast. Like if you want to stand out, you need to be providing that kind of value. And so for me, it's important to show up for my audience every day on my stories. And I'm really honestly very vulnerable and raw. Like I will show up and I'll be like, hey guys, just had a super shitty day, but this is what I'm doing to make it better. And I think any little bit you can share with people really helps.
I really agree on that. That's something I always tell my clients and stuff. It's like you need to put out information that other people will find valuable so they can connect with you, no matter what kind of information it is. If you find it valuable, then more than likely other people will find it valuable too.
Totally. And then that even plays into the law of attraction as well, because like when you're showing up every single day and you're providing that value, you're putting out a certain energy. You're putting out that, okay, I'm an expertise in this. I can help you use this to change your life. You're putting that out. And so you're going to receive that kind of energy back, whether that is through getting the clients and receiving money, whether it's growing your following or getting the opportunity. So the more you show up and put out that energy, you have to receive it back. And if you guys have heard about manifestation, maybe you've used it a little bit, or you've tried to tap into using it intentionally at least, and you haven't seen it come into fruition yet, just think that like every single bit that you are trying with and all the things that you are doing, it has to come back to you. It's like a circle of karma.
Yeah, definitely. So circle of karmas and putting things out. What is the weirdest or coolest, most wild or inspiring like manifestation story that you have, like something that's almost too hard to believe?
Oh my god. Okay, I have two that I want to tell. One was very recently and this one's a little bit quicker. So I was recently in Cancun a couple of weeks ago. It was during my spring break and I was hosting an event for my clients. And we were staying at the Ritz-Carlton, and I actually brought my assistant with me. So me and my assistant were sharing a room, and then the girls were sharing a room, and we had checked in a day before the girls got there. So my assistant and I, we get into our room, we unpack, and we're like sitting on the bed. And before we even got to the hotel, we kind of decided, we were like, okay, we're going to get like upgraded into a suite. When I booked the room online, they didn't even have suites available, which I was kind of upset about because I was like hosting an event and I wanted a suite so we'd have lots of room to workshop. But, you know, I was like, whatever, we're going to get that upgrade. Like we just decided, me and Joe's my assistant. we just put our energy behind it and we're like, okay, that's what's happening. And we got to the hotel and we got our normal room. It wasn't a suite. And we both like unpacked all our stuff and we sat on the bed, like I said. And neither of us had said anything, but I was still like in my heart, like I always get what I want. So I know that we are going to be upgraded somehow. And we're talking about like, oh, should we go to the beach? Should we go to the pool? And we just hear this loud noise coming from the bathroom. Oh, and we just look at each other and we're like, what the hell? And I get up and I walk into the bathroom and the toilet was like in like its own little closet room. So I like right where the toilet was, a painting fell off the wall and it knocked the phone straight out of the wall. Like there was a home phone kind of situation in the bathroom. And it literally ripped the entire phone box out and it went into the toilet and the painting was on the ground. And I just walked out and I looked at Joe and I was like, a painting just fell off the fucking wall. And he goes, is this how we're getting upgraded to a suite? And I was like, yes, it is.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened. Joe called and they switched us to a different room that was actually smaller and less nice. So he called them again and asked for a manager and was just like super irritated. And finally they upgraded us to a suite. So that was crazy. And it really goes to show that we can never predict the how a manifestation. It's like, there's no way I could have predicted a painting falling off a wall in a bathroom for us to get a suite. Like, it was just crazy. So that one was wild. And then another one, I was in Hawaii in October for a mastermind trip that I was going on. And I went and I had like maybe $30 in my bank account. Like I'd spent all the last of my money paying for the flight. And we were staying at the Ritz-Carlton there as well. And I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to even pay my rent when I get home. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills when I'm here. But I just kind of decided that, like, okay, the universe has to show up for me because there's no other option. Like I'm out of options here. It needs to work. And I'd been doing my manifestation work. Like I'd been coaching and doing all the things. So I knew that this stuff worked and I just kind of gave it no other option. And so I went about my retreat and, you know, didn't really work because I was, you know, at an event. And when we were going to leave, I remember paying for the Uber. It was like $80 to Uber from the Ritz to the airport. And I was freaking out because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to put this on my credit card. Don't know how anything's going to happen. And I get to the airport and it was actually storming that day. And I remember I got to the gate, like right as we were about to board, but nobody was boarding. There were some people in line, but everybody was sitting down. And I was like, did I miss an announcement or something? And basically because it was storming out, they couldn't leave with a full plane because it'd be too dangerous to have that much weight on the plane flying from an island. And moral of the story, I waited like 3 hours. I was denied access to boarding and I went to volunteer to not board because the volunteers were getting like $1,000 travel vouchers and hotel accommodations. And then they didn't even end up marking my name down. So I didn't get that. And then I was freaking out because it's like, oh my God, I don't have a hotel. I'm gonna have to like sleep in the airport. And finally at like 1 a.m., they call my name up and they're like, okay, we're gonna put you in this hotel tonight, which was a 5-star beach resort completely for free. They gave me vouchers to take a taxi to and from the hotel like that night and the next day, rebooked my flight, even gave me an upgrade to like Comfort Plus, not just basic economy. And they were like, do you want a $1,500 travel voucher or do you want to walk away with a check for $1,350? And I was like, check, please. Which basically paid me to go on the trip because that was more than I had paid for everything. And it just worked out so perfectly. I was like jaw to the floor after this happened. I was like, all right, universe, like this shit's real.
Wow. That is insane.
Yeah, it was like wild.
I wish I was that good at manifestation.
All it takes is very, very strong belief. And like I said, it had to work. Like those moments when I manifest crazy big things, it's like, that's because that's the only option I give it. Like I'm so unavailable for anything but that to happen. And I'm actually doing a little manifestation experiment this month to kind of up my manifestation game or kind of, you know, ask for more from the universe. And what I'm doing is just spending way more money than I normally do. Like, I paid my assistant a bonus for the quarter this month. I've been getting my nails done. I order like meal delivery services. I'm going to New York to speak at an event and I booked a first class ticket. Like, I'm just spending all of the money because I know that once I decide on something and I'm like, okay, well, since I'm spending all this money, it has to come back times 3, times 7, times 10. I'm kind of like testing the universe to see how it works out. And it's been going well. So, you know, just make it so that's the only option.
So what are some like beginning manifestation tips you can give my listeners who might be like, I want to dip my toe in, but I'm not sure how?
Yeah, I think the first thing to do is just get really, really clear on what it is that you want to manifest. And to make it really grounded and practical, it's just like, what are your goals? Is it a certain money amount in your business? Is it a follower amount on Instagram? Is it getting a grade in school, getting a promotion? Like, just get really clear on what it is that you actually want and make sure it's something you do want. Because if it's something you think you want or somebody else wants for you, but you don't actually want it, then you're not going to be able to get it. So get really clear about your desires. And then the first thing I tell people to do is just identify who is the version of you that has that already. And the most important thing to look at is like, how would she feel? So say you want to make 10K a month in your business. How would it feel to be making the 10K already? Well, it's probably exciting. It's probably really fun. It's probably really freeing. And then breaking it down from there to see like what action steps make me feel like I'm having fun. What action steps make me feel free? What makes me feel excited? And just start to take action from that place. And make sure it aligns with your goal, of course. So if it's like, okay, 10K, and that would be super fun and freeing. Okay, what's freeing is going on walks and just breathing the air. And then maybe while you're going on your walk, you're DMing potential clients, you know, and doing the steps, the practical action, but that's also going to be aligned with the emotions that your desire is going to bring you.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And you saying the 10K a month, that's literally my goal that I'm working towards right now. Oh,
perfect.
So you're definitely helping me with that.
I love it. So good.
Yeah. So do you share more tips like this inside of your podcast? And if so, what are like 3 episodes you could recommend to my listeners to go listen to get started?
For sure. My podcast is my heart and soul. So everybody go listen. I'm obsessed with it. But yeah, so on my podcast, I talk a lot about mindset. I talk a lot about manifestation. I bring on a lot of really cool and like witchy people to talk about different types of magic and all of the things. And we're always spilling the tea and giving you guys the best tips. But if you're going to hop over to my podcast, my 3 like favorite episodes that you should start with are episode 32. And this is 7 ways that you can manifest an up level. So that is like the piece of who's the version of you that already has it. That's like the up leveled version of you. And I give you literally like a step-by-step process of how to do that. And it's one of my like one of the best episodes that people are always sharing. People are like, I love this episode so much. You're just like on fire. So I love that one. Episode 35 is making manifestation really practical. So this is for the girl who's maybe like more grounded. She's like, I'm not super into like the woo-woo stuff. I break it down in kind of like an action step, very goal-oriented way that makes manifestation super easy. And that's episode 35. And then episode 40 is a really good one because it's talking about how being stuck isn't real. So you know those moments when you're kind of like, oh, I feel so stagnant or things have been the same. I just feel stuck. And the idea of being stuck is not real. It's only real because you're making it real, because you're thinking the same thoughts over and over again. And I kind of rant about that for like 15 minutes in that episode. And it's a really good kick in the ass if you feel like you've been stuck for a while.
Those actually sound really good. I'm going to go listen to those when we hop off this call. Yes. Because I definitely am needing the help right now.
Yes, so, it's just going to whip you into shape.
Oh, good. I hope so. So if there is one of my listeners that wants to work with you like more hands-on as part of like one of your programs or something, how can they get in contact with you to do that?
Yeah, you can always shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at the Michaela J. My DMs are always open. Feel free to slide in and just let me know what it is you're manifesting and what you're struggling with. And I offer like one-on-one coaching, group coaching, just courses that you can take if you just want to learn some of the information. And the best way to know what's going to be the best fit is just if you DM me and let me know what it is that you desire, because then I can match you with what's perfect. But group coaching is really good if you're looking for that girl gang that you want to be around. I have programs for business owners and girls who aren't business owners and just want to learn how to manifest their dream lives. I have courses that teach all of this stuff in depth, and then one-on-one coaching if you really need that, like, hands-on, my attention fully on you to transform your vibration. So just shoot me a DM, guys.
Perfect. So do you want to give like one last shout out to like your social medias and your podcast and everything? And of course, you guys, you can find all the links in the description of the episode.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, my Instagram is at the Michaela J. It'll be linked below so you don't spell anything wrong. Come hang with me on there. I'm on Instagram stories literally every single day. And I give you guys daily mastery moments, which are just my little like tidbit tips, I guess, that are walking you through the things that I'm learning every day. You can find old blog posts and my courses on my website, which is michaelaj.com. My podcast is Minds and Magic, a manifestation podcast, which you can find on literally all of the podcasting platforms. If you find one it's not on, like, bonus points to you because it's on all of them. And if you just want to learn more from me, I also have a Facebook group, and it's called Minds and Magic Manifestation, of course. And I go live in there a couple times a week and just share what's on my mind, give you guys tips and tricks and all of the things.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming onto the show and talking to me and sharing all of your magical wisdom, because I know you're helping me and all of my listeners.
Amazing. Thanks for having me.
You've been so amazing, guys. Definitely go check her out. Go follow her. She's just so, so, so amazing and inspiring.
Thanks, love.
This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. Guys, I am so excited to announce to you that I am running an amazing coaching program for podcasting coming up very, very soon. It's called the VIP Coaching Program, Very Important Podcast, and you guys can sign up right now. It's a 6-week coaching program where you can learn everything about how to take your podcast from an idea to a profitable show with amazing, amazing, amazing tips, tricks, workbooks. And it's great. There are going to be weekly coaching calls, an exclusive Facebook group, and just so many amazing benefits that I'm sharing it with you guys in hopes that you guys will sign up. Because if you're listening to this, you're probably considering starting a podcast. If this is something that sounds interesting to you, you can head to my website, dreamnowmedia.com/VIP. You can check out the little info page we have, and you can sign up right now for as low as $250, which sounds a little insane, I know, but it's not. And that price is only there for 4 more days. So if you guys want to join at this low price, go sign up right now. If you think $250 is too much for you right now, you can also sign up for $125 now, and then a month later, another $125. But either way, this program is packed with so much amazing information that I definitely think you guys should go sign up and get ready to have all this amazing things happen. It starts on May 6th, so it's coming up really, really, really soon. There's a limited number of spots available, so if you do want to join, go join right now. More information will be available about it in the next podcast episode, which should be coming out either tomorrow or the next day. So stay tuned for that. But yes, go check it out right now and go sign up. I'm so excited for it, and I hope you guys are too. Again, you can get all your information at dreamnowmedia.com/VIP. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode, and hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up, and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for?
Hey guys, it's Michaela, and this week's small creator shout out is Erica DeLaCastro. She's at Life Coaching by Erica on Instagram, and I'm giving her a shout out because Erica is a brand new author. She promotes self-love and self-acceptance and just teaching millennials how to approach life from this self-care perspective. She's such a doll. She's so sweet, really honest and vulnerable on her stories, and I think you guys should definitely give her a check out. Give her a little follow. And this week's song of the week is going to be Out of My League by Fitz and the Tantrums. It's actually from 2013, so it's a bit of a throwback, but it has such good summer and like spring vibes about it. You could just jam with the windows down, Starbucks in your car, and you know, just sing as if you are out of everybody else's league.
This episode's already getting super long, so I'm not going to tack on more information, but do know that there is another episode coming either tomorrow or the next day, so stay tuned for that, where we'll get back to all of our fun and amazingness, and we'll have amazing content coming out. But right now, we're going to stick with this. I hope you guys like this. I enjoyed talking to Michaela so much. She provided so much amazing information that I know I'll be using in my life, and I hope you guys are using too. It's been really hard over the last week and a half to get a podcast out, so I apologize for that, but we're back, we're doing the thing. My voice is a little bad, I hope that's okay for you guys, because there's gonna be another episode with it all like this, so keep that in mind. Yes, for the end of the episode plugs, again, always make sure you head over and check out our show notes. These ones are going to be a little late. They're not going to be up till Monday, so keep that in mind. You won't be able to get these extended show notes until Monday, but other than that, you can always find information on our website at dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. It'll be linked in the description of this episode. You can also find information on our Instagram at dreamnowmedia. We're going to be shifting the Creative Boss Babe Instagram over to dreamnowmedia slowly but surely, so keep that in mind. And yes, if you guys want to shop our merch and whatnot, it's all linked on the podcast page, dreamnowmedia.com. So check that out. Again, go follow Erica, the amazing life coach who just put out a book, and all of those amazing things. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. I love you. Thank you for sticking around. And yeah, I'll be back soon with a new episode. Bye.